USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper vetoes a GOP-backed abortion bill before hundreds of abortion rights activists in Raleigh yesterday.
This bill has nothing to do with making women safer and everything to do with banning abortions.
Senate Bill 20 would not allow abortions after 12 weeks and add other restrictions. It's unclear if Republicans will have enough votes in the North Carolina General Assembly to override the governor's veto. President Biden is calling on states to strengthen background checks for those purchasing guns who are under the age of 21. In an op-ed in USA Today, he's asking states to pass laws that give the federal background check system access to all records. In doing so, he's hoping to prevent more mass shootings. Biden's plea comes 1 year since 10 people were shot and killed at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York. The White House has claims that border authorities are allowing or encouraging a mass release of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border are not true, even though it could be a decade or more before some migrants face a judge.
Some migrants who cross the border seeking asylum have been given court dates in the next decade. Migrants who crossed into Texas were given court dates in Chicago and Florida in the years 2032 and 2035. However, since they have been admitted to the U.S. and given court dates, they can now get work permits and stay in the U.S. until their dates come up in court. I'm John Schaefer.
36 tornadoes were reported in Nebraska, Kansas, and Oklahoma yesterday. One person in southern Texas died, and a dozen more were injured from an EF1 tornado that packed winds around 100 miles per hour, causing widespread damage in the community of Laguna Heights. The Midwest is bracing for large hail, damaging winds, heavy rain, and even some tornadoes, particularly across Iowa and Illinois. Meanwhile, the Pacific Northwest and places like Portland and Seattle are facing highs in the 90s. That's about 25 degrees above average. This is USA News.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
The four University of Idaho students who were murdered off campus last fall have received their degrees posthumously. The university awarded them degrees in their areas of study during commencement this weekend. And President Biden delivered the commencement address at Howard University.
Biden telling graduates that they are the future of this nation and will be the ones to lead us into tomorrow.
We're living through one of the most consequential moments in our history, with fundamental questions at stake for our nation. Who are we? What do we stand for? What do we believe? Who will we be? You're going to help answer those questions.
Biden also reminded the graduates that he tapped one of their own, Kamala Harris, to become the first black vice president. I'm John Schaefer.
Pope Francis is renewing his call for peace at a meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky. The two meeting at the Vatican during the Ukrainian leader's first visit to Italy since Russia invaded Ukraine. Well, it is Mother's Day. That means billions of dollars are being spent on mom, and rightfully so.
The National Retail Federation says 84% of U.S. adults plan on getting mom a gift. They estimate over $35 billion will be spent on gifts and outings for mom this year, with the most spent on flowers, jewelry, electronics, and special outings. I'm Corey Myers.
Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.